Shout hallelujah. Shout a miracle hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's rise up on our feet, please.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. That's has happened. That's right. Yes, the poison must come out. The body must come out. From the head, from the eyes, from the chest, from the stomach, from the womb, from the backbone, from the legs. They are poison. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. Yes, that's a problem. It's broken every yoke of satanic poison. That's right. It's coming out. Yes. That 13-year-old problem.
You should know
of the poison of darkness moving about in your head. Has been dashed to pieces. The poison of pushing out of your body. Introduce impotency into your life.
It's
broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. Look at what is happening
over there.
Yes.
supposed to be undergoing an operation this coming week.
Wherever
where you are, the hand of God is coming upon you.
And that's
you. It's happening. The physician of
heaven
is working upon you by himself. I'm waiting for that to be completed. You will know by this that the Lord is the King of Kings and the Lord of Kings. It's happening. It's happening. That's right. As the power of God is coming over you. Swelling in your body has just disappeared. Thank you, Jesus. Sister, shout it louder.
Finding inside the heart of somebody.
Poka in your phone.
And they say you have a heart problem. The X-ray cannot detect the serpent coiling on your
head.
Sisters here, as I'm opening your body, you're getting us turned upside down.
Yeah, go and do a while. I need to do it.
At the count of seven now,
not the out of the league, you like
your organs are turned back to the right position.
Where you are, go father, but you do.
That's right, the point. This organs upside down.
Do it. I will.
The count of seven,
but you will tell me
the organs will turn back like fire.
People look at you.
Somebody do speaking
and you go and do body
like pilot. But there is this network of witchcraft troubling your life. You have tried all kinds of things to be free. But it's like you have put you inside a basket. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say this sound of fear.
You will go away by your lap up.
Scattered.
Okay. you will now say this with holy anger.
Oh, are you fine for me? You know, no.
Seriously. So if what your enemies miss today is to be uprooted,
we
should
uprooted.
If it is scattering, they need to pray.
They have to
pray.
They have to pray. They have
to pray.
They have to pray.
I said, you think I'm talking to you.
Jesus. Now say it again to the person.
You are not going to go before.
Amen.
Hello.
These are troublous times for the family. The enemy has changed his gear to number 5 in order to deal with any family with colorful destiny.
Oh, that is so important. You want to let it go
Christian families are under violent attack of the enemy more than at any other time in history. And marriages have been destroyed at a rate faster than man could count. The divorce rates are climbing to a terrible height.
Place.
There is a violent attack from the bottom of hellfire against family. You may now wonder, where is this attack coming from? A man of God entered an aircraft. And as he sat down, he found that the fellow sitting close to him was praying hard. And he was very impressed. Although he couldn't hear what the man was saying. But it was very serious prayer. And he went on with that prayer for 30 minutes. The man of God waited for this fellow to finish the prayer. And I said, hello, how are you? You must be a Christian. What were you praying about? To the amazement of this man of God, the fellow shouted back at him, I'm not a Christian. I'm praying against Christian families inside the plane. So you and I have to know that there is a violent attack confronting families now. There is a trigger. Trading with families. The other time I read something about slave trade. And I was an advert there in the page of the book. This is John Henry. Handsome, strong, able to iron clothes at fast rate, very obedient, he is on sale, $1, together with his wife who can sing, on sale, human beings. Likewise today, a lot of families have been advertised for sale by these traders. Wonderful family. Colorful destiny. On sale by the enemy. Who are these traders? The book of Nahum chapter 3. Nahum chapter 3, I read verse 4. Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. Let me ask you once more, what is our topic? Deliver your family from who? Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlots, the mistress of witchcraft, that sent nations through our whoredoms and families through our
witchcraft.
Nípasẹ̀ àjẹrẹ.
So the traders are witchcraft traders.
Àwọn agbára àjẹ́, àwọn oníṣòwò àjẹ́ ni àwọn oníṣòwò.
They sell families.
Wọ́n máa ta ìdílé.
And they sell nations.
Wọ́n sì tún máa ta àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè.
But I thank God for what is written in Psalm 68:18.
Mo ní dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún ta kọ sínú Dávidì kejì.
So God has come upon us.
Oríkì ẹsẹ̀ kejì dín ní ogún. Wọ́n ti gún òkèrè òkè.
Has led captivity captive.
What is the deconic?
Thou hast given gifts unto men.
What is the
even to the rebellious also?
At the power of all
that the Lord God my dwelt amongst them.
You are Lord Bali,
thou hast gone up on earth.
What is the okay?
And thou hast led captivity
captive.
That is in prison, the prison warder.
And in a copy only to be seen or to
captivity captured.
I pray
that every family captivity shall be broken.
You
choose my email. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, Isaiah 52, verse 3.
Oríkejì lé ní àádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta.
For thus saith the Lord.
Nítorí báyìí Olúwa wí.
Ye have sold yourselves for naught.
A ti tàyé lọ́fẹ̀ẹ́.
And ye shall be redeemed without money.
A ó sì láyé padà láì sin owó.
That is the promise of the Lord.
Ìlérí Olúwa nìyẹn.
This is a most dangerous period for the family, beloved.
Sáà tó léwu gidigidi fún ìdílé ìlàwà nínú rẹ̀ yìí.
Many families have become victims of witchcraft robbers and witchcraft traders.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ìdílé ló ti dẹrú àwọn adigunjalè àjẹ́ àti àwọn oníṣòwò àjẹ́.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be quite honest with you now.
Kódà láti bá ara wa tòótọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ nísinsìnyí.
Many families are on sale.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdílé ló wà fún títà.
Many have been advertised for sale.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdílé ni ó kó lówó.
Many have already been sold.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdílé tí ò níye ni wọ́n sì ti tà.
There are different kinds of satanic markets for family auction.
Onírúurú ọjà sátánì ló wà tí wọ́n ti ń lu gbàgbé ìdílé.
And it's very sad.
Ó sì balẹ̀ lójọ́ gidi.
Very sad.
Balẹ̀ lójọ́ gidigidi.
I met a man recently.
Ó bá ọkùnrin kan pàdé láìpẹ́ yìí.
His father committed suicide.
Bàbá rẹ̀ ó kókòso ni.
His grandfather committed suicide.
Bàbá ńlá bàbá rẹ̀ ló kókòso ni.
His mother committed suicide.
Ìyá rẹ̀ ó kókòso ni.
His sister committed suicide.
Ẹ̀gbọ́n rẹ̀ obìnrin ó kókòso ni.
Then the only other sister that was left.
Àbúrò tó tó wá kù tó jóbìnrin.
Killed her husband.
Ìyẹn pa ọkọ tiẹ̀.
So they now jailed this woman for 16 years.
Ńlá ẹrọ obìnrin náà lọ títúrú fún.
And this woman had 4 children. So this man now was looking after the 4 children.
Okay, lo wa ntoju awon omo re merin to bi.
Again, this man was trying to commit suicide.
Okunrin to ntoju omo merin ni o tun gbiyanju lati pokunso.
And he called his wife.
O ba pe iyawo re.
What can you do to help your husband?
Ki lo le se lati ran ọkọ rẹ lọ?
Oh, the wife said there is nothing anybody can do.
Iyawo re ni akunfin
Danny ko le se. He too will commit suicide.
Dọ̀dọ̀ ni kò ní òkunso.
Because other members of their families have been committing suicide. The wife was not helping at all. This is a family in bondage. Families on sale. There are different kinds of markets. For family trading. There are selective markets. There are individual markets. There are collective markets. There is poverty market. There is bread winners market.
And
this they will take the person who wants to help the family and
kill him. And he get badly,
pick the best person there and eliminate the person.
They
sold them off. There is market for the firstborn.
Lot
of firstborns are struggling with what they don't understand. In addition, now when you get married without Christ, you become a legal target for the spirits of those who you marry.
Oh, I do need
so today is a day to cry out against the stubborn fellow of family destruction. Unfortunately for Africans, the enemy has also promoted polygamy into our midst.
Oh, I say,
and therefore we have what you call polygamous witchcraft. A man has married only seven wives. And out of the seven wives, six are witches. One is okay. So all the six witches now descend and the only one is okay. And they will make a meat of our own children. This is the day to announce all the family prison
wardens.
Perhaps you come from a family where all men commit suicide. All men are poor. Nobody in the family completes any building. Maybe you come from a family where all the men there are always being fed by their wives. That family is unsaid already. Because witchcraft targets the family for destruction. They may be on the throne of your marriage now. You need to cry out to the Lord that your family must be released from their hands. If I could be quite honest with you, the first person to issue that kind of cry in the Bible was God himself. God told Pharaoh, let my people go. Can you say that, Lord? To cry out like that. Release the members of my family so that they can serve me. Let them go. In my counseling sessions, I've seen several terrible things. The other time, a father and his son came for counseling many years ago. And was the son that was talking. The son said, my father needs deliverance and repentance. So what has your father done? So he's sleeping with my sister. I felt like carrying a big stick and hitting the man on the head. But then I got another shocker. While the father will talk, he said, Pastor, he too is sleeping with his sister. So both father and brother and son are sleeping with the same person. That kind of family has been sold. You may not know, but it has been sold. There are times I told somebody, 11 people died in that family in 1 month. There are times they brought a donkey for counseling. 13-year-old girl, very young girl, pregnant.
hands for the father. Am I not a good man?
This is disgusting.
Could you have done a thing like this? The man was not repentant at all.
If I
look at us straight in the eye, I said in pidgin English,
so I said, Pastor, what will be your problem? The family is a foundation of civilization. The family is a church within a church. A republic within a republic. A world within a world. That family is the building block of the society and the civilization. It is the root and foundation of church and state. If things go right in the family, they go right everywhere. If things go wrong there, they go wrong everywhere. The family is like a book. The children are the pages. And the parents are the cover. The family is the school of human virtues. The concept of family did not come from man, it came from God. Therefore, diverse wicked spirits specifically targeted against pulling down successful
homes.
Unfortunately, none of us have a choice on the kind of family we would like to be born in. I'm sure that if some of us have a choice where we should be born, many will prefer to go and pick their parents from somewhere
else.
At least I met a man like that. He came for counseling wearing a three-piece suit. I noticed that something was underneath this suit. And he said, Doctor Lukoya, the only question I want you to answer is this. Is my mother a witch? All I need from you is yes or no. I said, well, if I say yes, what's going to happen? I know what I will do. But I said, what's under your suit? And he brought out a knife. I said, what is this for? I'm just waiting for a verdict so that I can finish out. If that man had a choice, you and I have no choice in that matter. The only thing we can do is to pull down any stronghold that is cringing our family. I want you to do some thinking before we start praying now. Do you come from a family when they start getting ahead, things just fall apart? Do you come from a family where you know that you are falling into the sin of your own parents? The mistakes that your parents made before that you are repeating them. So you are operating an evil like father, like son, or like mother, like daughter. Have you noticed a trend on your mother that is happening in your life? Or are you noticing that any evil things your parents said about you are coming to pass now? You come from a family where they are all liars. They are always honoring the truth. To kill or to steal or to destroy as far as you get what you want.
Have you
kú sympathy.
Ṣé ìlú ìdílé tó ti jáde nílé ìdílé tí àwọn èèyàn ti máa ń kẹ́kẹ́ àwọn ìlú
kù. Àwọn ó sì responsible.
Àbí àwọn ènìyàn tí ò wúlò ní wọn.
Ọ̀gá ni stubborn evil self-will.
Àbí wọ́n ní agídí àti ọkọ̀ líle.
You come from a place where they all have skin disorders and they always crying.
Ṣé o wá láti ibi ìdílé tó jẹ́ gbogbo ìgbà ni wọ́n ń sọ fún àti pé àrùn máa ń wà ní àgọ́ ara
wọn? You come from a family where there is always marital turbulence, marital turbulence.
Ṣé o wá láti inú ìdílé tó jẹ́ gbogbo ìgbà ni ìdààmú máa ń wà nínú ìgbéyàwó
ìlú? How do you find a good marriage from that family?
Agbára kaka ló fi rí ìdílé kan tó tò nínú ẹbí.
You come from a family where all the ladies or women normally have children at ages that are too young.
Ṣé o máa ń wá láti ìdílé tó nílé tó jẹ́ pé gbogbo àwọn obìnrin ibẹ̀ nígbà tí wọ́n kéré ni wọ́n máa ń bímọ?
So they all have a, by the time they are in secondary school, they already have accidental children.
Do you
come from a family where no one is ready to marry people from
there?
Àbí
o wá láti ní ìdílé tó yẹ pé láti ọ̀pọ̀ bàbá sí ọmọ rẹ̀ ọkùnrin gbogbo ọlọ́ máa ń bínú.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ṣe chain of mental disorder in that family.
Àbí ẹ̀wọ̀n àbí àsopọ̀ ìdẹ̀rùn àrùn ọpọlọ ń dàbò wọn
bẹ̀. Horrible dream.
Àlákàlà.
Wasted childhood.
Ìgbà ìwé tí wọ́n fi ṣòfò.
You will come from that kind of setting.
Inú ìdílé bẹ̀ ló ti
jẹ́. I know for sure that that family is already on sale.
Wọ́n mọ̀ dájú ṣáká pé inú ìdílé bẹ̀ owó àkótí wà fún títà.
In the hands of witchcraft traders.
Àwọn oníṣòwò àjẹ́.
You will come from a family where they are confused.
Ṣé inú ìdílé tí ọkọ̀ owó polúkú oṣù ló ti jáde wá?
And there is always bitterness.
Ìkorò ti máa ń wà ní bitterness. Ìkorò.
Bitterness.
Ìkorò.
Have you noticed a trend in your family that your friend friends will always abandon you at the hour of need?
Ṣé o ti lóye pé nínú ìdílé tó ti wá gbogbo ìgbà ni àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ máa ń kọ́ àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ máa ń kọ̀ ọ́ sílẹ̀ ní àkókò tó nílò wọn?
Are you fond of anybody you do good to will always repay you with evil?
Àbúrò pé gbogbo àwọn tó bá ṣe ikú wọn máa ń fi ibi ṣú ọ.
Are you notice a trend of financial failure in the family?
Àbúrò pé nínú ẹbí ní ìkùnà ló máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nípa ètò ìṣúná.
You notice this hardship and poverty.
Orí pé ìnira àti òṣì ló ń dàbò
yín. You notice that the male children all want to belong to large society somewhere.
Orí pé gbogbo àwọn ọmọkùnrin ibẹ̀ ló máa ń fẹ́ darapọ̀ lẹ́gbẹ́ ògbóni tàbí ẹgbẹ́ òkùnkùn.
This trend of laziness.
Àbí ìlànà yíya ọ̀lẹ́ wà ní.
You need to cry out to the heavens this morning.
O nílò láti ké tọ Ọlọ́run lọ lóòrọ̀ yìí.
You come from a family where there is depression.
Ilé ìdílé tí ọkùnrin gbogbo ènìyàn bẹ̀ máa ń dàrú ló ti wá.
Alcoholism.
Ìmutípara.
Báwo drunk
àti gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ tí ni wọ́n.
Ọjà àwọn lágbé irregular accident.
Àbí gbogbo ló máa ń ní ìjàmbá ọkọ̀ ní gbogbo ìgbà.
Memory failures.
Kí ọ̀pọ̀lọ́ máa dé.
Unexplainable health problems.
Àwọn ìṣòro nínú ìlera tí ò ṣe é ṣàlàyé.
Premature death.
Ikú àìtọ́jọ́.
The amount of males of females.
Ìbáà ṣe láàárín ọkùnrin tàbí láàárín.
You need to cry against the power of the witchcraft trader today.
O nílò láti kígbe lòdì sí agbára àwọn oníṣòwò àjẹ́ lónìí.
Who are busy advertising families every day.
Àwọn tó ń polówó àwọn ìdílé lójoojúmọ́.
Who will buy this family?
Ta ni yóò rà ó?
It's a colorful family.
Ìdílé náà lẹ́wà.
Let's buy it, buy it, buy it. You come from a family.
Ṣé o jáde láti ní ìdílé?
Where there is constant financial rules.
Ó jẹ́ àjálù ńláńlá nípa ètò ìṣúná máa ń wá nígbà gbogbo.
From a big thing to zero.
Láti ohun ńlá di kòròfo.
You come from a family where there are always rebellious children.
Ṣé o wá láti ní ìdílé tó jẹ́ gbogbo àwọn ọmọ wọn onípàǹdé àtọlọ tẹ̀lé?
At any time in the generation, somebody must be in prison in that family.
Nígbà kan nínú ìwọ ẹnìkan nù ìdílé rẹ̀ gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní túbúṣà.
You come from a family where they engage in sexual perversion and addiction.
Ṣé o jáde wá láti ní ìdílé tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n máa ń ṣe àyídáyidà nípa ìbáṣepọ̀ tàbí wọ́n ti
lórí ìbáṣepọ̀? You come from a family where there is poverty from generation to generation.
Wá láti ní ìdílé kan tó jẹ́ òṣì ìrandíran ló ń ṣe wọ́n.
You find that sometimes when your contract is almost going to get signed, nobody signs it.
Èrè pé nígbà tó bá kú díẹ̀ tó wọ́n ju ìwé tó ju wọ́n sí ìwé rẹ̀ mò ń wáṣẹ́ ni ẹnì ẹni tó yẹ kó ju to
follow things always come apart at the last minute.
Do you come
from that kind of background? You start projects and never finish them.
Or
certain types of illness killing the members of your family from generation to generation.
There's
something that I read. I think it's in England. Some girls, when there's some ladies, when they notice that their mothers died of breast cancer, then without having any cancer in their own breast, because they don't want to die, they go and cut off their own breast. Is that kind of trend? The sickness that came mommy or daddy, have you noticed that is harassing you?
I don't buy that.
Then you know that family is on sale.
Do
you notice religious blindness in the family? Your family professors, people with tall degrees, very intelligent, but even as we're talking now, they are still marching on the ground, they are footed in wearing uniform. They're going to church, they are footed in
wearing
uniform. I said, why are you not wearing your shoes? Didn't you read that he said to Moses, Moses, take off your sandals. The ground where they are standing.
It's
a holy ground. And the one he said, are you seeing any burning bush in your front? No bush. You come from a family where everybody is vagabond. To cry to the Lord. There are strategies of family witchcraft traders.
There
are strategies. When you understand the strategies, you know how to pray.
There
are four strategies.
When
you want to sell off a family, is to lay a bad foundation for the marriage. Once your marriage has a bad foundation, that marriage will need deliverance. It is not only human beings, materials, properties, environment that need deliverance. Many marriages need deliverance. Foundational deliverance. For example, if you engage in sex before marriage, you married due to accidental pregnancy, you married as a child when you didn't know your left from your right, you did blood covenant during your marriage, you married due to the demonic prophecy. Bad foundation. The witchcraft traders will use them against
you.
So the first strategy of the witchcraft traders is laying a bad foundation for the marriage. Number two strategy is to introduce generational curses. The enemy will make you to go and annoy somebody who gives you a curse that will not be removed easily.
Because
the enemy pushed
Gehazi
to go and annoy Elisha. And that
will
not issue the curse down or go down through his generation. The enemy uses those curses against families. Three, evil dedication. Most children have already been caged on the day they were giving them names. And that affects them and their offspring's true life.
Four
is us evil covenants. Witchcrafters use this evil covenant to catch people. When somebody delivers a child and says, this is Orishabunmi. That kind of thing. The enemy has given you the child, or the idol has given you the child. You have already dedicated the child.
If you are
and all the offspring stays dedicated. Number five is bewitchment. Strategy of witchcraft traders. Number six is collective strong man.
It
is as a strong man planted in the family to catch everybody. And this strong man may be the kindest person around. The one that cooks food for everybody. Seven. That is collective evil mark.
We
can put an evil mark on every member of the family. And anywhere they go, the mark follows them. Number eight is family sin. The enemy will climb on an ancestral sin. Fathers and use it against us. Unless we cancel it by the blood of Jesus. Number nine is occultic involvement. Any root of the occult in your family will create a standing place for witchcraft traders. One single occultic member in the family is enough to destroy
the
because while you are busy doing your own thing, he is busy covenanting everybody somewhere. Number 10 is spiritual marriage. Family spirit, wife, family spirit, husband. That marries you, marry all the women, marry all the men. So that we trouble all over. Number 11 is poverty. Poverty has thrown many families into disarray. Number 12 is placental manipulations, which you have been addressing for the past 4 weeks or 6 weeks now. Number 13 is destructive habits. Destructive habits. Enemy uses this to sell people off. And lastly, the spirit of death and hell. It harasses and kills people untimely. I shall not die before my glory appears. Can you shout that word? Out of all the first thing you should do, become a friend of the Almighty. Become his friend. Pray that no man God shall be strong and they shall do
exploits.
It's a wonderful thing to be in tune with God. Number two, recognize that that witchcraft power is a defeated power.
Mo pe agbara aje agbara ta ti buri e ni.
Of all the offenses in the Bible,
nínú gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ tó ń bẹ nínú Bíbélì,
you have to find God issuing a death sentence.
Agbára kaka ló fèrè tí Ọlọ́run dájẹ́ ikú.
But for the sake of witchcraft,
ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run àjẹ́,
he issued a death sentence.
Àṣẹ ikú Ọlọ́run
fà. I pray that every power of witchcraft working against your family shall die. The witchcraft traders.
So we have to pray.
Challenge them. The challenge must be aimed directly at them. Because they are the ones that committed the offense. You cannot bring the wrong personalities to the celestial court system of the Almighty. And you expect to get back what has been stolen from you. You cannot bring the wrong person to the heavenly legal system. So sometimes we are not able to identify who to take to the court. The powers that sell families is the power of witchcraft. So challenge them. Now, what Lord should do? Bind further activities of witchcraft to your family. The ones that you've done, when you didn't know, that should be the last.
Bind
further activities. Recover your family by prayer warfare. Recover your family by prayer warfare. If you are here today, you have children who are not born again, you hate the Lord, you hate church, you don't have prayer
seriously.
Successful curses.
Upon
the family of Jesus. I decree that every generational spirit struggle any family to go in the name of Jesus. In case you are here this morning, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you cannot defeat witchcraft traders. But when you are, you say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I
don't
want to defeat witchcraft traders. All eyes are closed. Just raise up your right hand to the Lord.
The Lord will say, okay, so you are.
Thank you, God. Just raise up your right hand.
You are able
to pray. Surrender your life to Jesus. You too want to come over.
Well, I can share with
you. Raise up your right hand.
The Lord will say, okay,
God bless you.
The Lord will
say, take it away. Wonderful God, I thank you for this, your children. It's a wonderful thing that you brought them here this morning. Lay your hands upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, let your glory overshadow their lives.
Power
of the Holy Spirit, take command of the Holy Spirit. Any problem that has brought you here. time has to be more aggressive than the future, the former one.
Are you looking at
the moment? Open your mouth and pray. Yes, let him go. the breath of someone in the dream.
And since
then you have been having great pains in that breath.
What do you want to know?
The power of God is coming upon you. And that's you. And that's you.
Shout out, Shall be Jericho destroyed, hallelujah.